These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending October 16th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. After criticism of how Twitter applied its hacked materials policy to the sharing of a New York Post article about Hunter Biden, the company announced Thursday evening it would change that policy. Twitter's trust and safety lead Vijaya Gad wrote it would no longer remove hacked content unless it is directly shared by hackers or those acting in concert with them. Twitter said it will also label tweets to provide context instead of blocking links from being shared on Twitter. Gad wrote that the policy as applied could result in unintended consequences to journalists, whistleblowers, and others, contrary to serving the public conversation. Friday morning, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey wrote, "Straight blocking of URLs was wrong, and we updated our policy and enforcement to fix. Our goal is to attempt to add context, and now we have capabilities to do that." The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee plans to subpoena Dorsey to appear October 23rd and testify about the removal. Software security company Tripwire's vulnerability and exposure research team uncovered a stack-based buffer overflow bug inside Sonic OS. Sonic OS is installed on almost 800,000 VPN appliances from network security company SonicWall. The flaw can be triggered from the WAN side by an unauthenticated HTTP request involving a custom protocol handler, letting an attacker cause a persistent denial of service condition. CNET reports on a San Diego startup called TruePic developing a system to verify the authenticity of videos and images. TruePic Foresight runs on Snapdragon processors and creates a digital signature that can be used to prove an image has not been manipulated or deepfaked. The effort goes alongside similar systems being developed by Canon for its devices and Adobe for its software. Barnes & Noble confirmed it experienced unauthorized and unlawful access to certain Barnes & Noble corporate systems October 10th, causing outages in the Nook service as well as cash registers. Outages continued through Wednesday when Barnes & Noble acknowledged a system failure and added Thursday that it had no evidence customer data was exposed but cannot rule out the possibility yet. No financial data was exposed. The New York State Department of Financial Services concluded that Twitter let itself be fooled by a simple social engineering technique this summer and called for an oversight council to monitor and supervise the security practices of social media platforms. The report points out that heavily regulated cryptocurrency companies affected by that Twitter hack were quick to block transfers by the attackers. Zoom announced end-to-end encryption will start rolling out next week. Users will have to turn it on. Once it's available, it won't be on by default. And if everyone in a meeting has it turned on, a green shield will appear in the top left. At launch, if end-to-end encryption is on, you won't be able to use live transcription, join before a host, and a few other features. A coalition of tech companies, including Microsoft, ESET, and Symantec, announced plans to take down the infrastructure of the TrickBot malware botnet. The companies estimate TrickBot has infected more than a million machines, including some IoT devices. It started as a banking Trojan in 2016 and evolved into a malware-as-a-service tool. This effort included looking at over 125,000 TrickBot malware samples, mapping how the malware deploys, and finding all servers the malware used to control infected machines. With this information, Microsoft received court approval to disable the IP addresses, render the content stored on the command and control servers inaccessible, suspend all services to the botnet operators, and block any effort by the TrickBot operators to purchase or lease additional servers. The coalition is now working with ISPs to notify infected users. Finally, security researcher Sam Curry led a team that found 55 vulnerabilities in Apple's corporate network, 11 of them critical. The vulnerabilities, if exploited, would have allowed an attacker to copy private email, iCloud data, and more. Curry reported them over a three-month period, and Apple fixed them all promptly, often within hours. Apple is still processing the bug bounties, which totaled $288,500 at last count, but could reach as high as $500,000 or so. Curry's team also included Brett Burhaus, Ben Sedigapur, Samuel Erb, and Tanner Barnes. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.